This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Excuse me, yeah. Did you see a woman wearing all white?
No.
No?
No.
All right, where are you coming from?
Where do you go, 3 Charles 4 Savannah, if possible, at the address?
Wait, ma'am, come here. Have a seat.
Yeah, go in the house.
No, we're investigating a crash. Stop. Stop.
Go in the house.
No, you're not going in the house.
Go in the house.
You are impeding my investigation. If you keep on doing this, you're going to jail. Stop.
Radio 3 Charles 4 Savannah. I'm out with a male father. He's in obstruction right now.
Okay. Have a seat. Have a seat.
Have a seat on what?
On my push bumper.
On your car?
On my push bumper. Well, we're investigating a crash that just happened down the street over there.
Yes, sir.
And she's matching the description.
Yeah, somebody took her car. We're looking for a car.
She sold it to her car.
Somebody
when there
took her
is
car.
A female wearing all white going towards this way.
Am I wearing all white?
Well, from far away, you look like you're wearing all white.
Well, I'm not, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. Somebody took her car. We're trying to find her car.
Did you report that stolen?
We just found out about it.
Okay, so how did you guys find out about it?
Somebody called us.
Uh-huh.
Said her car was down the street somewhere.
Okay, I don't believe that.
Okay, whatever.
All right.
It's fine. I believe it or me, I believe.
Is the same person that you recognize mm-hmm. from this? Just let us know.
Okay.
If that person is in cuffs or anything like that, don't let that...
Yeah.
Judge your opinion on whether that is the same individual. Only let me know if that's the same individual, if you know 100% that is the same individual, okay? All right. So real quick, I'm just going to get you in the back car. I'm not going to, like, put you in cuffs or anything. Yep, just hop in. And real quick, I'm just going to buckle you up just so... It's only a short distance. As soon as we get over, I'll let you out, okay?
Okay.
So, where's her car?
Literally straight down that street. Down 50th.
Down the end of the street?
Yes.
So, what's with the car?
What's that?
What happened to her car?
It crashed in someone's backyard. It was a single occupant.
Single occupant of what?
That left the vehicle after it crashed.
Somebody actually saw it crash.
They was in their backyard.
It was in their backyard, but they didn't see the car crash.
They saw the person walk out of the car.
Did they?
Yes. That's why we're going to have a field trip.
Who did?
The person's backyard. Who owns the backyard?
Is that your house right there?
It is right here.
Gotcha. No one inside was...
No. We were
nobody
all
was outside.
Asleep.
Yeah, that makes sense, considering the time.
Yeah, and we, you know, I looked out the window, and like you did, she came over here and she did something. I don't know if she tried to open something up or what,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as I went back inside to grab my phone, she took off running down the...
Gotcha.
But I didn't see, I just seen her, I didn't see anybody else.
What's that?
Witness IDs are bullshit. They don't hold up in court because they're f***ing unreliable, so. Okay. The most unreliable thing there is.
Okay. Well, she looks intoxicated, so.
Who was?
She looks intoxicated.
Was she?
She looks intoxicated.
She looks intoxicated?
Yes, so after the investigation done, we'll prove that it's intoxication or not.
Yeah, okay.
Will you look at that car?
No, don't look at the car.
No, sir, we are investigating something. Stop impeding. Walk away.
I'm fine.
You can talk right there, but you're not impeding our investigation.
I'm not impeding.
Walk over there.
I'm standing right here.
All right, I'll put your hand. I'm sorry. Put your hand. Radio 3 Charles 4 7 show, one detained the male for obstruction.
Alright, man. Mind arrest?
You're being detained right now.
Okay.
All you had to do is walk away and you can stand right there.
I'm standing right here, man.
No.
Where do you want me to walk?
Over there near a car.
I don't have a car. What are you talking about?
Over there near a car.
Oh, you said your car.
But you choose to obstruct our investigation.
I'm not obstructing anything.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Have a seat. What?
I ain't saying that.
I haven't seen the car.
I'm trying to have a seat. Hands are handcuffed, man.
That's where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, I got no shoes, man. It's hard.
Yeah, so put your feet
there. There's a seatbelt blocking me, man.
No, it's not. That's how it's supposed to be.
Okay, yeah, I can't go any further. Okay, seatbelt's blocking me.
Put your feet in.
That's it. I can't go any further.
Put your feet in.
Dude, I can't go any further.
If you turn your body, it'll work. Put your feet in.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's what she was wearing because...
You can go take stuff out. You're good. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you're secure a little bit here.
Yeah, because once I looked out the window, that's what I seen was looked like a white sweatsuit.
She's going to look this way. Is that the same lady?
Yes, it is.
Can you confirm 100% same clothes and everything? She's the one that got out of the vehicle and ran?
Yes.
Okay. All right, you can go ahead and take a seat. I'll get you back over to the other side. ID?
Yeah, right or right. So if you guys want to talk to us, right?
You don't want to talk to us right now? Okay. So I do have to ask you a question. Would you be willing to provide a voluntary field sobriety test? What was that?
Sure.
Okay. So what that's going to include, is there any... Actually, hold on. Do you have any physical defects?
What do you mean by
that? Physical defects, anything that would prevent you from being able to walk in a straight line, stand on one leg? Do you have a limp? Are you sick or injured? No. Are you under the care of a doctor or dentist?
No.
Sir.
Yep.
Here's the deal. I can take you to jail for obstruction. I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm going to take you out of handcuffs. All
right.
You can stand wherever. You can still be in the area, but you can't be talking to your daughter, talking to any officer, because we're doing an investigation.
Right.
Are you going to comply with that, and you're okay with that?
Sure.
I don't want to take you to jail.
Right.
I understand you're a father, and I understand what you're doing, but I've told you many times that we're investigating a DUI crash, right?
How do you know it's a DUI crash, bro?
How do I know?
Yeah, how do you know?
I know your daughter's intoxicated.
How do you know she was driving?
We just had a field show up. The person that saw your daughter get out of the vehicle.
That's fine.
So I'm gonna give you the handcuffs.
That's fine.
And don't interfere, okay? All
right.
Where are you gonna be standing at?
Wherever you want me to stand, man.
Alright, so what's going to happen is I'm going to need you to take your phone, just put it on the hood of the car right now. Take everything else. So that way you're free and clear. Do you wear any contacts or glasses?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to have you do is with both hands to your side, feet together, go ahead and get into a starting position like that. Yep. Feet together, hands to your side. And you can stay like that and do not change it, okay? You got the light for me? Thank you. Alright. So I'm going to be checking your eyes for a series of steps or tests, okay? So what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you start at the tip of my pen right here. And you're only going to, with your eyes only, follow the tip of my pen with your eyes, okay?
Alright.
Do not move your head. Do you understand the instructions? Mm-hmm. Okay. So for the next test, what I want you to do is you're going to be facing straight down that way. So I want you to look down and imagine that there's an imaginary line straight ahead of you, okay?
Okay.
Can you see that imaginary line? Do you have that envisioned? It's just pretty much straight in front of you. So you're going to put your left foot on that line. Okay. And then put your right foot on the line ahead of your left foot with your heel of your right foot touching the toe of your left foot. So it should look like this, with that line, just like so. Your hands will stay to your side, and your feet will be in the starting position. Do not begin this test until I tell you to, okay? Do you understand what I just said?
Yep.
Okay. When I ask you to start, you're going to take 9 heel-toe steps down the line, turn around, and take 9 heel-toe steps back. I will demonstrate what that's going to look like. So in the starting position, with your hands to your side, looking down, you're going to take 9 heel-to-toe steps down that line. Again, I'm only going to take 3, you're going to take 9. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Please get back into the starting position.
Yeah.
Hands to your side.
Sorry, I said I'm looking over you.
You're fine. You should be able to easily hold this position, okay? Hands to your side.
Alright.
Can you maintain this position?
Okay.
Okay. Keep your hands to your side while I demonstrate. Your right foot in front of your left foot, heel toe on that line. You're going to take 9 heel toe steps down that line. Take a small series of steps back, or turn around, and then take 9 heel toe steps back. I will do only 3 to demonstrate.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, and once again, you'll make a small series of steps. Turn around. At this point, you will put your right foot back in and begin down that line again to where you started at. 9 heel toe steps back. I'm only doing 3. 1, 2, 3. Do you understand those instructions?
Yeah, so 9 steps and then you turn around 9 steps back in the same.
Correct. Okay. Make sure you keep your hands to your side during the test, okay?
Alright.
Once you're walking, watch your feet at all times, count your steps out loud, and keep your arms at your side. Once you start walking, do not stop until you have completed the test. Do you understand?
So when I'm done with the 9 steps forward, just to make sure, you're going to tell me.
I'm not going to tell you to do anything. I've already explained that portion of
okay,
it.
Sorry.
9 heel toe
okay,
steps.
I'm sorry. I haven't
you. You're fine. I'm just explaining it to you. You're going to take 9 heel toe steps down that imaginary line. You're going to take a small series of steps to turn around and go back 9 heel toe steps down that line while counting out loud. Hands to your side.
All right.
Okay. You may begin the test. Remember to keep your hands to your side.
Sorry.
And count aloud.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. Go ahead, keep her. So for right now, feet together.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
To your side, that'll be our position of rest for right now, okay? So for this next test, which will be our final test for right now, is going to be the one-legged stand. So you're going to stand with your feet together and your arms down at your sides, just like so, and you're going to remain like that.
Okay.
Do not start the test until I tell you to do so. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I tell you to begin, raise one leg of your choice, so it can be your left or right, with the foot approximately 6 inches off the ground, mm-hmm. keeping your raised foot parallel to the ground. It's going to look like this. You're going to pick from your starting position, whichever leg of your choosing. I will do my right leg. You're going to lift it up off the ground. 6 inches approximately off the ground, and you're going to hold it parallel to the ground.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yep.
Okay. So while holding this position, you're going to count out loud in the following manner. 1001, 1002, 1003, and so on until I tell you to stop. So I will demonstrate one more time. Looks like this. 1001, 1002, 1003, until I tell you to stop. Keep your arms at your sides at all times and keep watching your raised foot. Do you understand those instructions? Before we begin, which foot are you going to be raising?
My left.
Your left foot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You may begin.
1001. Sorry. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004.
Go ahead and continue. Remember, keep your hands to your side.
1006, 1007, 1008, 1009.
Okay, we can go ahead and end the test there.
All right.
My next question, would you be willing to provide a preliminary breath test tonight? No? Okay. Alright. So at this time, you are going to be placed under arrest for DUI, okay? Go ahead and just let go of the hand right there. What's your question?
I just want to know, can I phone in my book and bring the phone?
Do you want yourself to go with your mom and dad?
No.
You don't want to keep your phone?
Is he giving it to your mom?
Well, can you give my parents my bag? Can I have my phone on me?
So you can have your phone, you have your wallet, you can pretty much have all that stuff. Do you want any of that?
I mean, I want my phone. I don't know if I need my wallet. It's in my purse.
Okay. So if you just want your phone, that'll work, okay? So let's go ahead and take a step back in my vehicle over there, okay? Please.
She chose to keep her phone, but she wants us to go with you. So she's going to Nisqually jail for a DUI. You have any questions?
Nope.
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 And I believe you can bail her out if you like tonight.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but...
I don't think I have money for that, but...
I think the bail is $1,000, but the bail bond is $100. Yeah. These are all just information that I'm going off. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it's $100 for bail bonds.
I got you.
So she's going to go to the PD first to do some more administrative things, then she's going to Nisqually jail. So she should be there within an hour and a half.
Gotcha. Who do we call?
Nisqually jail, which is by Red Wing Casino.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah, that's where she's going to go.
So you just call them?
I mean, I could give you a call, say we're en route, if you like.
Well, I mean, who do I call to get if I want to bail her out?
On the Nisqually jail, they can walk into the process of the bail bonds. If you want a bail bond, or if you want to bail her out, they can tell you how much it costs to bail out.
Gotcha.
Because it's a DUI, it's not a DV, so she doesn't see a judge before she gets bailed out.
What's a DV?
Domestic violence. So stuff like that, you have to see a judge.
Gotcha.
It says tomorrow's a holiday, there's no judge.
Gotcha.
But I don't know about the vehicle that's going to happen over there. I don't know if we're going to tow it or if it's drivable or not, so I don't know about that one.
I got you. So if it's drivable, can I drive it out of there?
I have to figure out what they're going to do with the vehicle. I will let you know if you can pick it up or where it's going to go.
Gotcha.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead and have a seat. Can you hear me from where you're seated at? Alright. So I know that you read this earlier, but I gotta read it one more time. These are your Miranda warnings. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. You have the right at this end to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before questioning if you wish. You can decide at any time to exercise these rights, not answer any questions or make any statements. Do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
Yep.
Having these rights in mind, do you wish to talk to us now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hang tight. Alright, so here's the deal. What's going to happen is I'm going to unbuckle you. I'm going to have you take a step out as soon as I get this out of your way. So you're going to take a step out. And then I'm going to guide you over here to the doors on your right, on my left. Alright, go ahead and take the walk over there. I'm just going to walk to those doors and I'll give you the next set of instructions once we get to the second set of doors. Thank you, sir. Alright, so once we get to the second door, go ahead and take a right. The immediate right here, the immediate left. Go ahead and go straight. Keep going, and take a right. Perfect. And then we're going to come up to a little bench right here. Go ahead and take a seat right there on the right. Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed.
So, as long as you continue being cooperative with us, I can go ahead and let you out of one cuff. That way you can be able to write on paperwork and stuff like that. Is that something we can do for you?
Sure.
Perfect. Go ahead and stand up for me. All right. I'm going to let you out of one cuff. You said you're right-handed?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'll take you out of your right-hand cuff. All right. And then real quick, I do have to just You can go ahead and take a seat. I'm going to just be hooking you up to something right down here. What we got to do now, I'm not going to ask any questions further. We're just going to go through the packet, which is just the BAC. So real quick, what has to happen is I got to do an observation period with you. So what that means is I just need to make sure you have nothing inside your mouth that would affect the test on this. So what I'm going to ask is that you just open your mouth, take a look, move your tongue left and right, make sure there's nothing underneath. You don't have any piercings or anything like that. Perfect. Will you now submit to a breath test? If you can, we'll just keep taking a breath then. And when you provide your breath sample, just remember to provide a very consistent breath sample, so you want the same rate of flow out. So if you're like changing, it's going like you're going really fast or really slow, and then you're changing it up in the middle of it going really slow, but you're fast, it's going to affect the test, and it's going to be probably most likely have to be redone again. So if we can avoid that, it's best because it saves you the air and saves you the time. Mm-hmm. So. Out. I'll go ahead and give that to you. And so you're going to wrap your lips around the white end right there, take in that deep breath, and then just blow through the machine. And I'll let you know when to stop. So you're going to have to blow a little harder than that. So here, take it out. So. Deep breath in before you put the device on, as deep as you can, then wrap your lips around the end, and then blow pretty hard on it now. Alright, so we're going to try that again one more time. You're going to have to blow a little harder than that. So, deep breath in. And when you're ready, go ahead. Get that deep breath in. There we go. Keep that going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep going. Keep going. You're almost there. Keep going. Keep going. Good. Perfect. And you can stop when you're ready. Perfect. So we're going to do that one more time. So I'll go ahead and take that from you real quick. I'll let it move that. It's going to purge the system one more time. And I'll open that up and ready. So yeah, I was going to show you, but it's like, just like that, where you're getting a really good consistent blow, or breath through the. So that, the device is not ready again, so. For you again, same instructions. Take a deep breath in, provide a very steady, consistent breath, and provide one so you hear that little humming noise. And I'll let you know when to stop. Perfect. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Doing great. Keep going. Keep going. You're almost there. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And you're good. You can stop when you're ready. Perfect. I'm going to take that back from you. All right, so are you ready for your results?
Yep.
So you provided two samples today. Your first sample provided two results of an IR result of 0.156. Your second of an EC result came back to 0.153. Your second sample, the second time you provided the sample to the machine, came back. The first one came back to a 0.151, and your second one came back to a 0.149. Okay. So this will be your copy. This will go with you to be able to refer back to that, okay? This will go with you to the jail. Let me go talk to my partner real quick and make sure he's ready. Are you ready? Cool. All right. No, let me go ahead and get all your paperwork in order. And then my partner's going to come over here and we're going to escort you to the other vehicle. And then just as a heads up, so once again, you are being placed under arrest for DUI. You're going to be transported to the Nisqually Jail. That's where you're going to be put tonight, okay? So I ask for continued cooperation. I'm going to release your cuff from there, and then I'm going to ask you to stand up, okay? And I'm going to re-put the cuff back on your back, okay? All right, go ahead and stand up for me. Go ahead and face the wall. No pinching or anything? Mm-hmm. Not too tight?
No.
Okay. Just gotta lock it so it doesn't change. Make sure this one's locked, and that's both of them correct? Okay. All right, so go ahead and face towards the way that we came in. We'll go ahead and take a step outside. Go ahead to your left. Go ahead straight. And go ahead and take a step to your right. To your left. And then out those doors. You're 7'8". Your car? Perfect. So let's go ahead and take a step over here to the right. What's up? I gotta go write it up real quick. You got the rest from here?
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.